God makes himself known to man, the revelation. Saint Augustine is one of the most remarkable saints that the church has ever had, and one of the wisest men of Christianity. After living a life far from God, he had himself baptized and eventually became Bishop of Hippo in the north of Africa. He wrote a lot, and one of his books, The Confessions, is especially inspiring. Here, he relates his own conversion and proclaims the desire of God, which is deeply inscribed in the heart of the creature. Great art thou, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is thy power, and thy wisdom infinite. Yet would man praise thee, he but a particle of thy creation. Thou awakest us to delight in thy praise, for thou madest us for thyself, and our heart is restless until it repose in thee. The desire of God in man's heart. The desire of God is inscribed in the heart of man, who has been created by God and for God. God doesn't cease to bring man to himself. Man can only find in God the peace, the truth, and the joy which he continually seeks. Man is a religious being. This is what St. Paul referred to in Athens when he said, "In him we live and move and have our being." The ignorance or the denial of God. But sometimes man can forget about God, or even reject him, or deny his existence. For what reasons? Ignorance. Rebellion against evil that one suffers or sees. Worldly cares and materialism. The bad example of those who claim to be Christians. Ideas contrary to religion. And the attitude of the sinner who out of fear hides from God and flees from his call. None of these reasons justifies the ignorance or the denial of God. The existence of God can be known through natural reason. Man can know the existence of God in two ways, one in a natural way and the other through supernatural means. The natural way to get to know God has as its starting point the creation, that is to say, the things that surround us. With the sole light of reason, man knows that neither these things nor he himself have the reason for being in themselves, because they have a beginning and they will have an end. They are contingent beings, created and dependent. For this reason, man can get to know the existence of God, the Creator, the necessary and eternal being, first cause and ultimate end of everything through creation. God goes out in search of man. Moreover, God has revealed himself to man out of love, in order to have an encounter with him. In this way, God offers him a definitive response to the important questions about the meaning and the purpose of human life. He made himself known, in the first place, to our first parents, Adam and Eve. After the fall, due to original sin, he did not abandon them, but he promised them salvation and offered them his covenant. After that, with Abraham, he chose the people of God, the people of Israel. Finally, God fully revealed himself by sending his own Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Word of the Father. Jesus Christ is the Son of God made man, the only perfect and definitive Word of God, the Father. Jesus Christ has already said everything that God wanted to communicate to man. Therefore, there could be no other revelation after Christ. The sources of revelation, sacred scripture, and tradition. The revelation of God is found in sacred scripture and in the divine tradition. The sacred scripture is the word of God transmitted in writing and is made of the books inspired by God that form the Bible, 45 from the Old Testament before the coming of Jesus Christ to earth and 27 in the New Testament. The tradition is the divine revelation entrusted by Christ and the Holy Spirit to the apostles and fully transmitted orally to the church. Christ entrusted the revelation of God to his church, contained in sacred scripture and in tradition. We call this treasure the deposit of faith. Christ has entrusted it to the church in order that she may guard, interpret, profess, and preach it to the whole world. This is the Christian doctrine that the church unceasingly teaches to men and women of all ages and of all times. Knowing the Bible. The Church has great veneration for sacred scripture, especially the four Gospels, which occupy a privileged place with Jesus Christ as its center. In the Holy Mass, after reading the Gospel, the priest kisses it as a sign of veneration and respect. It is logical that every Christian knows sacred scripture, especially the four Gospels, and that he spends some time reading and meditating on them. As Saint Jerome would say, ignorance of sacred scripture. Resolutions of Christian life. Think about this phrase of Saint Augustine. You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Read each day something from the Bible, starting with the four Gospels.